there's a forum on domestic violence at the Bridgeport Hotel on August 26 for service providers in the community. Linda Martin is chair of the Murray Bridge Regional Collaboration on Violence Against Women and Children. She joins me in studio to discuss. Welcome, Linda.
Hello, Jenny.
What is the forum covering, Linda?
Basically, it's information, it's about updates of what's in the community, and also gives a chance for the community and the service providers to increase their knowledge and skills, and the community can ask questions. We're hoping to have a panel at the end of the presenters that are coming so that they can get some answers about what's happening in our community and what's happening generally.
What are some of the challenges at the moment that people in domestic violence situations face?
They still face that secrecy, that idea of not being listened to or heard, and also services on the ground. One of the biggest services I think we've struggled with is the victim support service, which was a wonderful adjunct to all the other services, and on the ground has been taken now to central. So people struggle with that. They also struggle with the response of police sometimes, not that they're not appropriate, but there's a lot of work for police. COVID as well has been a huge issue. I think with COVID, one of the researchers, they talk about how the research is harder to get to because of all the lockdowns, or harder to investigate. And they talk about it as a shadowy pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they don't know. It remains hidden. Deaths, we had a vigil which you, I think, advertised in May. And at the moment we've got 25 women have died through domestic violence. But I think as COVID, we learn to live with it more. We might find that there's a lot going on for women and children living in lockdown, especially with domestic and family violence issues.
Well, yeah, it's pushing it behind closed doors again, which, in the past couple of decades, we've been trying to get it out more and make people understand that it's an issue that is everyone's responsibility, right?
Yes, and that is the big push at the moment. If you hear something, to be a bystander, to check if things are all right, to ring the police if you are concerned. Because we need the community to listen to this, to hear it, and to know that they can make a difference as long as they are safe.
Mm. Yep. If you have a friend who is in a domestic violence situation, what kind of support can you offer them?
Being there is the biggest support. Knowing that what they're going through is wrong and it is not right, being concerned about their safety, and if you need to, you do need to ring the police. It is that sense of their safety, but knowing you will always be there for them, that they offering them resources that are around. The Domestic Violence Disclosure Scheme, which I spoke about last time I was on radio, is about how you can go in and have report as a friend, and then the police can look up any orders that are around for that perpetrator if you're concerned, and then it is up to that person to come in and find out that information. So we are looking at extending that domestic violence and reviewing it more, so that is on the table, and we're having an update of that at the forum, and that will be presented by Jane Zietz from Centrecare Domestic Violence Services. So she will present that, and people can ask questions of that. So as a bystander, what can I do if I am concerned about somebody's safety?
Right. And we are talking at the moment about a forum at the Bridgeport Hotel in Murray Bridge on August 26. Linda Martin, chair of the Murray Bridge Regional Collaboration on Violence Against Women and Children, is with me. Who else will be talking at that event?
Katrine Hildyard in Parliament, she has done a lot of work in this area, and she is hoping to have the intervention orders reviewed and extended. So that is before Parliament at the moment. So she will be speaking about that. So she's our keynote speaker, and we're meeting with Katrine prior to that. Women's Legal Services, Daniela Jovanic, will be speaking, and that will again be about coercive control, which is laws that are before Parliament and being considered at the moment, and also intervention orders, how they get varied. We will also have the Superintendent, Scott Denny, speaking from the police perspective, an understanding of what is illegal and what isn't, what they can and can't do. It is often hard with emotional abuse because it may not be criminal. It may, though, go into coercive control, or it may fit into anti-harassment laws. So these are things that we need to understand both as a community and as workers. We have Katie Aspel, who is a wonderful singer. She sang at our May Vigil, which honoured the lives of women and children that had died over the year, and she is singing again. And we're providing a morning tea. Numbers, of course, will be dependent on COVID. Mm. At the moment, I think we go up to 50% hospitality. I meet with Shane from Bridgeport next Monday to work out how numbers will be. So registrations close on August the 9th, so we do need to have the numbers in. We are trying to be inclusive about the different issues for different cohorts of the population that sometimes find the barriers even more difficult to access police and access services. So we have Kerri-Ann Campbell speaking from Ngunkawarrinyunti on Aboriginal people and their issues in family violence. We also have Fatina Scott speaking on culturally and linguistically diverse populations and the barriers that they face. All these people will be on a panel, and we will provide a light lunch. We hope it will inform community. We'll hope it will provide updates as to what laws we're looking at adapting and what we can do legally. But like we said, as a bystander, there's lots that we can do. Just support, be there, share your story. If you're really concerned, you may need the police or you may need to speak to someone, and those domestic violence disclosure laws are something that we can use as well.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I suppose taking the first step to mentally acknowledge that something's not right and that you don't deserve to be going through that, whether it's coercive control, someone tracking your movements, or whether it's violent behaviour, just finding out what services, what support there is out there, which you can do on 1-800-RESPECT, 1-800-737-732. 000 in an emergency. Murray Bridge Community Centre's on 8531 1799. And men can access anonymous confidential telephone counselling if they want to stop using violent and controlling behaviour. That's the Men's Referral Service, 1300 766491. Linda, Chair of the Murray Bridge Regional Collaboration on Violence Against Women and Children, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me again, Jenny.